This morning we have with us the chairman of the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica and pastor of the Hampton Green Missionary Church, Reverend Jacob McLean, who will be sharing a special message as Jamaica heads into recovery mode after the passage of Hurricane Melissa.
A few days ago, on the 28th of October, Hurricane Melissa, the most powerful to hit Jamaica, devastated vast areas of several parishes, leaving unprecedented infrastructural damage to roads and bridges, hospitals, schools, churches, and private homes. Most significantly, it left a trail of death and inconceivable pain and loss, traumatizing everyone, and especially the most vulnerable members of communities, causing deep psychosocial scars to one and all. The Missionary Church Association in Jamaica extends sincere and heartfelt sympathy to all who suffered from the passage of the hurricane, whether you belong to the Christian community or not. We offer condolences to those who lost loved ones and say to you, the Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Psalm 34 verse 18. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Deuteronomy 33 verse 27. We extend words of comfort to our members who have lost their church buildings, homes, farms, and other valuables, and to all Christians throughout Jamaica. At a time like this, I encourage you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 1, 3-4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Paul in these verses speaks about God as the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort. As the Father of mercies, he is the originator, the giver of it. It is his nature to be merciful, and likewise, he is the one who alone can comfort us in all our tribulations, because he alone can comfort us when the problems of life weigh heavily on us and overwhelm us. His purpose in comforting us is not just for our benefit, however. Instead, he expects us to become a conduit, a channel through which the comfort that we experienced from him can flow to others. I encourage all our listeners to be just that, channels of God's grace and mercy and comfort. Give as was given to you. Freely you have received, freely give. Christians have an opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ and to demonstrate his love and care like never before. Jesus said in John 13, 34, 35, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. The Apostle John, the Apostle of love, said, by this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Paul reinforced this by saying, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Galatians 6 and verse 10. I must also remind you of what our Lord said in Luke 6:38. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Let us pray. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, we come to you in his name, acknowledging our sins as individuals, members of the body of Christ, and as a nation. Thank you for your sovereign power over nature and your omnipotence. Thank you for sparing our country from what could have been total devastation by Hurricane Melissa. We acknowledge that it is because of your mercies why we have not suffered greater loss and destruction. I pray, Lord, that we will hear your still small voice speaking above the roar of the storms of doubt and fear at this time. Speak peace to troubled and questioning minds. Provide comfort for all who hurt and provision for all their needs. Stir us to be generous and to be channels of your love and grace. I pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen.
Indeed, it is our prayer that you were encouraged by the message shared today by Chairman of the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica, Reverend Jacob McLean. Our office can be reached via email at mcaj@the-mcaj.org, or you can call or send a WhatsApp message to 876-791-0527. The Grace Hour is brought to you by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm Nigel Wilkinson, and it is our prayer that you will experience God's grace and mercy during the coming week.